This year's Oscar nominees look different. There's 6 African-American actors who've been nominated and 1 British actor of Indian descent. And 4 films with diverse casts are up for Best Picture: Moonlight, Fences, Lion, and Hidden Figures. Last year around this time, we spoke with longtime film critic and actor Bobby Rivers about Hollywood and racial diversity. Bobby is back with us from the studios of Minnesota Public Radio in St. Paul. Bobby, thanks for being back with us.
Scott, it's wonderful to be with you again.
What do you think brought about this change?
I think it was Cheryl Boone Isaacs determined to bring inclusion and diversity into the Academy. And also, it was a very popular hashtag, Oscars So White, really hit a nerve. And it hit an accurate nerve because it was just so obvious that people of color did good work that was overlooked. Mm-hmm. And this year, there were a number of landmarks that were made. The first black person to be nominated for an Oscar and the first black person to win was Hattie McDaniel, Best Supporting Actress for 1939's Gone with the Wind. Mm-hmm. And all that time, no black actress has had more than 2 Oscar nominations to her credit. And this week, Viola Davis is now the most Oscar-nominated black actress in Hollywood history, with just 3 nominations. I say just because Jennifer Lawrence is a good actress. She's in her 20s. She's got 4. Amy Adams has 5. So this is not... it's not about who's more talented. It's about the opportunities that come to actresses of color.
But all of that being noted, are the Oscar nominations, in a sense, window dressing for an industry that is not necessarily very diverse?
To a degree, probably so. To a degree, it is maybe Hollywood patting itself on the back. But it gets the attention of people all over the world. And when all of these people all over the world notice that, wait a minute, there is something of gravity in this discussion about diversity and inclusion, then I think it helps.
I want to give you a chance to talk about La La Land. Okay? I just saw it. As you know, my wife and I don't get out a lot with 2 young kids. So I liked
Did
so
you ma- like it?
I liked so many things about it, but...
I hear you.
Yeah.
Here's how I feel. You know, some around the Christmas holidays, you pass a department store window and you see a big, beautiful Christmas gift box in the window. And then if you open it up, it's full of beautiful, brightly colored tissue paper. Mm-hmm. And that's all.
Yeah.
That's how I felt about La La Land. Visually beautiful. The acting was good. I felt that the screenplay was a C+.
Yeah.
Now, considering that La La Land has now made Oscar history because it got the same amount of nominations as an All About Eve, do this. Go see La La Land and then watch All About Eve. And which one do you think is a better screenplay?
I mean, All About Eve, my gosh. That screenplay, the direction, the acting, there's no comparison.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah, exactly.
All of it.
While we have you, a couple of films you liked most this year.
Oh, have you seen Hidden Figures?
No, not yet.
I wish that Taraji P. Henson was in the running for Best Actress for Hidden Figures. I saw that movie twice. It's inspiring. It's well-written. It's well-acted. I highly recommend that. I just love that. As far as the people I wish had been in the Oscars, I loved what Tom Hanks did as Sully. I thought maybe he'd get in the Best Actor race. He didn't.
Yeah.
Somebody I really loved, Ben Foster in Hell or High Water. He has done some good acting for years. I think he's overdue for an Oscar nomination.
Bobby Rivers, film critic, interviewer, and bon vivant, thanks very much for being with us.
It was wonderful to be with you again, Scott.
Cut my teeth on Daddy's old.